It's when we're hurt the very most, or have hurt others over and over so many times that we feel like just giving up, that we're actually the most vulnerable. And it's in those moments of feeling just completely broken that this exercise will be most powerful. As you do this exercise in reflection, conflicted emotions may arise: shame, anger, a sense of betrayal, confusion, or doubt. As you go through these reflections, try to allow these states to arise without judging them or trying to stop them or change them. Just recognize them as natural occurrences, and then gently return your attention to this loving kindness, forgiving meditation. This reflection is done in three parts: asking forgiveness from those that you've harmed, offering forgiveness to those who have harmed you, and offering forgiveness to yourself. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, and allow your breath to become natural and uncontrolled. And as you continue to focus on just the natural rhythm of your breathing, see if you can imagine that your breathing is going through your heart, so that as you inhale, it's passing through your heart and opening it. And as you exhale, again, it's passing through your heart and releasing and opening and softening that heart completely. There are three parts in this guided meditation on learning loving kindness that have the power to transform your life. Here's the first part. There are many ways in which you have hurt or harmed others, betrayed or abandoned them. And now in this moment, I want you to remember these and let yourself remember and feel the sorrows that you are carrying from betraying or harming others. And really go there. There are so many ways in this life that each of us has harmed others knowingly and unknowingly. We've betrayed others and abandoned others and hurt others. And I want you to remember those times for you now and feel them in your body and everything that comes with carrying that. Let the images come, and pictures and faces, in the many ways that you've hurt or harmed, knowingly or unknowingly, out of pain, out of your fear, out of anger or confusion. Remember these now. And as you see those situations and those faces, as each one passes your mind, I want you to imagine yourself looking in their eyes and saying, "I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me." As many times as it takes, and there may just be one person right now, and there may be a few, but with sincerity in your heart, as you've opened your heart through your breathing, ask them for forgiveness. And say to them, "Please forgive me." And let yourself feel the work of forgiveness in your heart. See, the people and the circumstances that still require that you ask their forgiveness. And inwardly imagine seeing yourself bowing to them and asking for their kindness and their forgiveness. Now, the second direction of forgiveness is, just as you've hurt and harmed others knowingly or unknowingly, so have you also harmed yourself and betrayed and abandoned yourself. So in your mind, you can say, just as I've caused suffering to others, I've caused suffering to this one here, myself. I've abandoned and hurt and betrayed myself. And let yourself remember now the ways that you've betrayed yourself and the harm or suffering that you may have caused yourself. Picture and feel this too as you continue to breathe gently and sit there. There's so many ways that we've abandoned ourselves and hurt ourselves out of our pain and beliefs and our fear and confusion and hurt. But in this moment, as you remember those times, offer yourself forgiveness. And imagine seeing yourself either in the mirror and looking in your eyes and saying, I forgive myself. I forgive you. And just imagine loving yourself with the tenderness and mercy as if you were a child. And as you talk to them, you can even try saying, I've tried so hard in this life, and in all the ways I've hurt or harmed myself out of my fear and confusion and pain. And then in your mind or out loud, say, I forgive myself. And I offer myself forgiveness. And feel that forgiveness permeate your entire body. And be replaced with loving kindness. And finally, the third direction is that there are many ways that others have hurt and harmed me in this life. Betrayed and abandoned and caused suffering knowingly and unknowingly. Each of us has experienced this many times from others. So remember these times now too. Allow yourself to remember and really feel the sorrows that you carry in so many ways as others have hurt and harmed you and betrayed you and caused you pain. Remember these now and sense them, and how the others have hurt you out of their pain and out of their confusion and out of their fear and anger and hurt. And then in this moment, to the extent that you're ready, you can look at them as those images come up and say, with full honesty, to the extent that I'm ready, I offer you forgiveness. And I, or at least I'm turning my heart in the direction of forgiveness. Don't try to force it. You can't force yourself to love them, but you can say that it's your intention to turn in the direction of forgiveness. And see if you can imagine yourself saying, in this moment, to the extent that I'm able to forgive you, I release you and I forgive you. And just continue to breathe and let yourself just submit to whatever feelings are there that you're ready to feel at this time. Again, not forcing anything, but having a new, maybe, compassion for the actions of others and the ways that they've hurt you. And allow yourself to feel the relief and the blessing that comes when forgiveness is possible, and the tenderness that forgiveness makes and opens up in your heart. As you breathe gently, let yourself just shift to the quality of loving kindness for yourself and for others. as your heart has become, even through this process, more loving. Since the time of the Buddha, people have recited out loud the many blessings that come from cultivating the power of a loving and forgiving heart. And here are some of them that are listed in the Buddha temples. Your dreams become sweet. You fall asleep easily. You waken contented. Your thoughts are pleasant. Your health improves. Angels and devas will love and protect you. Animals will sense your love and not harm you. People will welcome you everywhere. Your babies will be happy. If you lose things, they will be returned. If you fall off a cliff, a tree will be there to catch you. The world is more peaceful around you. Reflect on those things now as you begin to feel the transformation of forgiveness for others that have harmed you, forgiveness of yourself for the harms that you've done to yourself, and for any harm that you've done to others.